I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Hackers have declared what they're calling a data war against companies that refuse to do business with the website WikiLeaks. A global group of volunteers is using software usually associated with online crime to bring down the sites of MasterCard, Visa, and PayPal. The online hackivists are calling their effort Operation Payback. The World's Clark Boyd begins our WikiLeaks coverage.
A group calling itself Anonymous says it's responsible for the attacks. A young man claiming to be a spokesman for Anonymous went on the BBC this morning to explain.
Anonymous has targeted mainly companies which have decided, for whatever reason, not to deal with WikiLeaks. Amazon, MasterCard, Visa, and PayPal.
He'd only give his name as Cold Blood. He also said that he hasn't personally been taking part in the attacks, but he claimed Anonymous sees this as a war of data.
We're trying to keep the internet open and free for everyone, just the way the internet has been and always was, but in recent months and years, we've slowly seen governments, the European Union, slowly trying to creep in and try and limit the freedom that we have on the internet.
Both the MasterCard and Visa websites have experienced intermittent outages due to these denial-of-service attacks. British security expert Paul Mutton explains.
There's lots and lots of computers involved which simply hammer the website with lots of traffic. If the website is then unable to handle that amount of traffic, it basically stops working for the legitimate visitors to that site, so nobody can access it, hence the denial of service.
It doesn't take a computer genius to join in with Anonymous. All you have to do is download a file. Your machine then gets marching orders remotely to participate in attacks. For its part, WikiLeaks says it has nothing to do with Anonymous. Kristen Hansen is a spokesman for WikiLeaks.
This is not organized by us or encouraged by us. This is something that is an expression of the outrage against these companies and has nothing to do with us directly.
But Ransom went on to accuse the credit card companies and Amazon of bowing under political pressure. He condemned their decision to terminate the contracts with WikiLeaks. For the companies themselves, the attacks have been a rude wake-up call. Jason Moon runs a company that tests other companies' computer security. He says even big companies like MasterCard have been caught flat-footed.
I mean, these hackers can sort of hop from left foot to right foot. If a wall is over there, then we take a different tack and we attack from this trajectory. If they lock that door, we go through the back window. It's very easy to move around and, you know, switch your tactic. But the organizations which are under attack, it's very difficult for them to do so.
For its part, PayPal slightly reversed direction today. It said it would release remaining funds to WikiLeaks, but wouldn't let the group collect any more. Companies aren't the only targets. Hackers have also gone after the Swedish government website.
I would call that a four-letter word, but I cannot say it on the radio.
Göran Lindblad is a member of the Swedish parliament.
It's, of course, a criminal act in the same level as when the Russians blocked Estonian websites for political reasons. This is just about the same, and it's not acceptable.
But Anonymous, for one, says it intends to not only continue the attacks, but broaden them as the group sees fit. Today, the group said that it is intermittently being counterattacked in the same way it's attacking others. It also released a manifesto reading, Anonymous is not an organization, and it is most certainly not a group of hackers. The manifesto continues, Anonymous is an online living consciousness comprised of different individuals with, at times, coinciding ideals and goals. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.